Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are also learning in the shul this week. Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Zev Ben Avram Nachman. And of course, we hope the Neshamas have an Aliyah. We are in Masechta Shabbos, and we are starting the second parak today, the parak known as Bameh Madlikin. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Bameh Madlikin and Vamoyim Madlikin. What kinds of candles are we allowed to use for Shabbos candles, and what can we not use for Shabbos candles? So first, let's start with the wick, says the Mishnah. Madlikin lo belechesh, v'lo bechosim, v'lo bekalach, v'lo b'silas ha'idam, v'lo b'silas ha'midbar, v'lo b'yirokash, al p'nei ha'mayim. One cannot use fibers from a cedar tree. These are the fibers that are between the bark and the wood. Velobachosan uncombed flax. Once you crush it and comb it with a metal brush, this is not combed yet. Velobakalach. Kalach is a type of silk that's not very very good. Velobasilas aidan, the fibers from a willow tree, which is between the bark and the wood of the willow tree. Velobipsilas amidbar, not with fibers of a long grass in the desert. Velobirokash alpnei amayim, not with sea moss. It's also this green substance on the surface of the water. The Chachamim said, don't use wicks that are like this because it doesn't produce a steady flame. And if the flame flickers, a person may come along and move it to try to make it burn better, and that would be a violation of the halacha of mavir on Shabbos of igniting and lighting a fire. And of course, there are also things that can't be used as fuel. You can't use pitch, you can't use wax, molten wax, which is liquid wax, and you can't use cottonseed oil. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you can use solid wax, because solid wax burns evenly, and it's not going to create a problem. You can't use Lobisham and Srefa, you can't use truma that became tummy, which has to be burned. You can't use the fat of a sheep's tail. You can't use chalev. And other than the Shem and Srefa, all of these things also do not produce a steady flame. And so therefore you can't light them. When it comes to the Shem and Srefa, which we'll see again expanded in a moment, there's a different problem over here. And that is the problem that when it comes to burning Shem and Srefa, you can't do it when on Yom Tov. And when Yom Tov is on a Friday, people are going to come to light the Yom Tov candles and the Shabbos candles, and they're going to turn around and be in violation of burning Truma Temeya on Yom Tov. Nacham Amadi Omer Madlika Mechelev Mevushal. Nacham Amadi says you can light the candles with boiled chelev. Why? Because it's a liquid that can produce a steady flame. V'chachamim Omerim Echad Mevushal V'Echad She'en Mevushal Ein Madlikim Bo. If it's whether it's cooked or not, whether it's been boiled down or not, it's not going to change its properties. And even if it does, we make a low plug so that people don't come to think that you can use chalev and therefore come to violate the potential violation of the laws of Mavir on Shabbos. Eimadlikim Shemin Sreifa B'Yom Tov. We do say that you cannot light any light that has to be burned. In other words, this Shemin Sreifa, this is a Truma Temeya, you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eimadlikim B'Itran Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says, please don't use Itran, it's terrible, it's smelly, so you can't use it because it violates Kavod Shabbos. If you have to light the candles, people can't stay in the room. V'chachamim Matirim B'chol HaShman. And the Chacham say, what are you talking about? You can use everything. B'shemen shum shemen, b'shemen egozim, b'shemen snonos. You can use sesame seed oil, and you can use walnut oil, and you can use radish oil, and you can use shemen dagim, the fish oil. B'shemen pakuos, b'itran, u'beneft. You can use itran, you can use nafta, you can use kalaneth oil, which is taken from squash. Right? And itran and naft, even though they have terrible smells. Now, naft has a lesser intense smell than itran, and still the Chachamim say you can use both. Rabbi Shmuel would agree on the naft, but not on the itran. Rabbi Tavon Omer, Rabbi Tavon says, no, you can't. Im adlikin ela b'shemen zayis bobad. The Chachamim say, I'm sorry, Rabbi Tavon says, you can only use olive oil, and why can you only use olive oil? Because it draws to the wick more easily, and it produces the clearest, most beautiful flame. We paskin like the Chachamim in this situation, and we allow people to use anything, all of the examples that the Chachamim brought down, in order to be able to be a fuel to light the Shabbos candles to create a Kavod Shabbos. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.